This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it's no surprise to you that market prices for grains are low. They're nowhere near what we enjoyed just a few years back. Many factors are driving this situation, but understanding them doesn't necessarily make it easier. So what is it going to take for it to get better, and how long could we be in this cycle? We'll talk more about that next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
The main question I hear asked by farmers is, when will things get better when it comes to the markets? That's a legitimate question, but for now, the odds are really not in our favor. There's just too much negative pressure on the markets to see real change. Ag economist Joe Jansen says there are a few things that would have to happen before things get better.
Maybe not news, but it's a fact that we are in a period of long-run lower prices where we've settled in a corn price around $4 and a soybean price around $10. We're, a little bit below that on beans, a little bit above that maybe on corn right at this minute. But we're in a longer run period of low prices. It's going to take something significant to move us out of this state. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty about what supply and demand for corn and beans looks like, especially as we transition to a new administration in Washington. But that's the story that we have as of right now.
There's a lot of fear and speculation about President-elect Trump's proposed tariffs and their effect they could have on agriculture. However, Jansen said his concerns for a low-price marketplace next year started way before the tariffs were announced.
I think we've seen relatively strong export movement for 24-25 for the current marketing year for both corn and soybeans in the last couple of months. There is some sort of like pullback in trade that's already, I think, built into our projections for next year. Now, obviously, we could see some short-run gyrations, particularly as, the tariff situation, whatever that is, unfolds over the next number of months. But it's also true that part of what that export demand piece is it's a bit of a buffer that soaks up demand in periods of low prices. It's a lot more flexible, and it doesn't necessarily mean substantially lower prices if we move to a period of restricted global trade.
Of course, there are still influences we can't predict. Weather can always change, and market disruptions happen as well.
That's true. Although we saw a pretty good crop here in the United States in aggregate, the national yield number coming in above expectations. But I think there's also a scenario in which that national yield number gets substantially larger. We've seen deviations from the long run trend level yields of, plus or minus 10 bushels an acre. That's very normal in our historical experience. This year, we were only maybe a couple of bushels above that. So there's a scenario in which we see a 187, 190 bushel per acre corn crop in the United States in aggregate across the whole country. That would, weigh on prices. And the other part is we expect to see a swing back to corn acres and away from beans slightly. Current USDA numbers are a national planted acreage number of 92 million acres in the U.S. for corn next year in 2025. That is where the market's at right now, maybe buying a few more corn acres relative to beans.
Of course, while these things can happen, you cannot bet on those happening, and you have to have a good, strong marketing plan. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.